Flux FM stellt vor: Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Morgen wird es eine Premiere geben und ich habe nicht so ganz verstanden, worum es geht. Ich hatte euch ja schon gesagt, es hat was mit einer Peanut Gallery zu tun und mit Fressen und also es ist eine Performance von den Machern vom English Theatre und von denen habe ich jetzt Maxwell und Brandon im Studio. Hi.
Hello.
You brought something. What's that?
Lots of peanuts.
That's the Peanut Gallery to go.
Erdnüsse hier.
Yeah. What is that? A part of the gallery.
Yeah, so we have a performance opening tomorrow at the English Theater.
Yeah.
Where two of the founding members of Shakespeare in Park, we were here, did an interview with you guys just a couple months ago for a premiere we had in Görlitzer Park.
And now something totally new.
This is a new performance piece. We were brought in by English Theater to curate and direct a short play festival that they've had running for a couple of years, and they brought us in to change up what they've traditionally done there in the past.
So, what is going to happen tomorrow?
We've taken the 5 winning texts, and we found correspondences between them all.
What kind of text is it?
Short 10-minute plays.
Okay.
Written by new and emerging playwrights, quote unquote. And we've taken these, and we've sort of piecemealed them together thematically into 1-hour-long performance.
So it's kind of absurd.
Not absurd at all.
Okay.
Not absurd. It's actually...
It fits together.
Well, it's ingenious, actually.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course. So what happened is there was a thematic for this whole month that the English Theater is trying to sort of rethink itself as this place for an expat mm-hmm. community. And two of us, this is a multinational group, Shakespeare in Park, a bunch of Germans, Italians, Americans, and they brought us in to sort of think through what it might mean for us to stage this 10-minute play competition under this thematic, Berlin Was Yesterday. So a bunch of emerging playwrights submitted plays, and then our job was to try and think about how these plays fit together and how we could filter it through our apparatus to create an evening of performance very different than staging one play after another,
mm-hmm.
have an hour-long piece that takes very seriously the notion of contest and what it means to have a playwriting contest, and what the content of these plays are, and then to stage a sort of a performance throughout the space in English Theater that people walk in and they have a sort of consumptive experience of.
Also 5 einzelne Teile ergeben ein großes Ganzes. Es passt tatsächlich zusammen.
Genau.
Es ist wirklich eine Geschichte, die... what is it about?
What is it about?
Is there...
It's entitled Strength and Health. First of all,
Stärke und Gesundheit.
Yeah, and what we've done with that theme is we've made a consumption contest out of it. So we've taken sort of the traditional concept of a live eating competition and turned it on its head. And we've taken the writers who have actually written the pieces and we've stuck them in the bathroom backstage at English Theater, frying currywurst and French fries all night long as they act out one of the particular installation pieces. Every 10 minutes, one of the writers goes into the main stage and serves our actors more food. And the new phase of the competition begins.
It's a big thing in the US, I just read.
Professional
right?
eating competitions.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yeah?
All over the world. This is a big thing.
I've never seen something like that in Berlin.
If you...
Actually.
I don't know. Is there one in Berlin?
Actually, the world champion, I believe, is Japanese. And we've recently, through our research, watched him compete against a Kodiak bear. And he had absolutely no chance.
Presswettbewerber, habt ihr davon schon in Berlin gehört? Gibt's bei uns sowas hier irgendwo? Also wenn ihr das schon mal gehört habt, könnt das uns mal ganz kurz an die Facebook-Wall posten.
Morgen
oder
Abend
so.
Ins Theater.
Yeah, of course, but you know, on other terms, I never heard about that in Germany. Anyway, so they're gonna eat and eat and eat. What happens then?
Well, I mean, basically the way the night is set up is kind of similar to the way we do theater in Görlitzer Park, which is mobile theater. We move through the park from scene to scene. And what we wanted to do was kind of rip apart the traditional setup of English theater and open up the entire space so that people can be freely moving through 3 rooms throughout the entire course of the evening. And that's really the only way to get sort of the full comprehension of what's going on, because each room, the foyer, the main stage, and the backstage toilet are all commenting on what's going on in the other rooms. And I guess our overarching theme, if I can pronounce this correctly, is the Verwurstung of Kultur.
Verwurstung.
Verwurstung von Kultur.
Genau.
Ah. You want to explain that?
Sure.
My lovely colleague.
So, do we have enough time? Can we go into this?
Yeah, maybe that. And we're going to talk about the peanut gallery after the Stereophonics, okay?
So, there's been this whole movement in the English theater to really define itself as a space for expats, and that was the thematic for the submissions for all of the submissions that came in for the different plays. And then as we were gathering and trying to choose what it was we were going to stage, we were looking for the sort of thematic through line from all of these plays. And what came out for us was a sort of dark side of this expat experience, this very sort of privileged and often very, very white and sometimes lacking fully in a certain type of position or real message in the plays. And so there was a lot of stereotypical things that were going on in there, and also a sort of, I don't know, how would you say this?
Flattening.
A sort of cultural flattening that was assumed by a number of the plays. And so what we tried to do was really do justice to what was in these plays, and what came out was a Fressenwettbewerb.
Wir werden gleich nochmal über die Peanut Gallery auch noch sprechen und wir wollen euch natürlich hinschicken, damit ihr euch das Ganze angucken könnt, von Raum zu Raum laufen könnt und über die Verwurstung von Kultur ja auf performative Art Dinge erfahren könnt und das Ganze natürlich mit allen Sinnen genießen könnt. Die Macher vom English Theater sind bei mir. Wir sprechen gleich weiter. Die Stereophonics jetzt bei Stadtland Flux.
Flux FM stellt vor. Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Strength and Health heißt das Ganze. Und ich gebe zu, als ich den Pressetext gelesen habe von der Veranstaltung, die da morgen stattfindet, vor allem, also morgen ist die Premiere von diesem Stück, von diesem performativen Stück im English Theater, da war mir nicht ganz klar, worum es geht. Jetzt habe ich aber gelernt, es geht vor allem um Erdnüsse, ganz viel Spaß haben, wunderbare Farben und there is also beer involved.
Plenty.
How's that? You just walk around, drink beer.
I have a proposition. Brandon.
Yeah.
Might one say that the entire evening and all of its component parts represents a delusion, production, consumption machine with the audience representing a free flow of creative consumer capitalism?
Whoa. It's more
slightly schizophrenic.
It's more theoretical than I'm prepared to get this morning, but let me talk about what the evening is going to look like. So you walk into the room and you're overwhelmed with components of different pieces of the different plays that have been built into an installation in the foyer of the English Theater. There'll be Erdnüsse ready for you to consume, beer to buy, and a whole performance parkour where you can walk through the entire English Theater and explore the space even before the show begins. And that will continue throughout the whole night, moving through the foyer, the main room, which we're calling the Hoover Dome. There's lots of Staubsauger everywhere. And then moving into the back of the theater where, as Max said before, the writers will be positioned in a kitchen that's been built in the bathroom of one of the, that's usually a dressing room for actors in the back of the English Theater. The writers will be working all night, frying up currywurst, sponsored by Curry 36.
Ooh.
They've been a very, very generous sponsor for us in this performance. And the writers will be at work, cooking and frying and roasting.
The audience
Bratwurst.
Too.
No, the audience gets nothing.
The audience gets Erdnüsse all night and beer if they want.
If they dare enter the peanut gallery. Yeah.
And then they're allowed to come back and explore with the writers, writer chefs, what's going on in there. And then the Fressenwettbewerb will begin. And while each of those 10-minute rounds happens, those are 10-minute performances of the winning plays. So all of the eating has been specially designed to correspond in different ways with the plays themselves. So as opposed to acting out the traditional plays, what we've done is we've abstracted out of the plays themselves into text, movement, and different kind of Bühnenbild components and spread those in different ways all over the theater. So each of the eating rounds corresponds with our professional eaters to things that came up in the plays in a rather abstract fashion.
And then what we've done is we've fed the text themselves through a computer algorithm named Ethereal Serial. And we have a live projection of all of the texts scrimming across a giant opera screen. And the directors of the piece
Us.
Are up on their white tower in choir boy outfits, reciting three of the texts at a pace determined by the algorithm, which means we fed the words of each piece into the algorithm and it reads them at a pace that equals exactly 10 minutes.
I think my brain just exploded.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, okay.
And it shoots back out with like a Stephen Hawking voice conceit.
Wenn ihr euch das Ganze angucken wollt, ja, wenn ihr diesen Brainfuck wirklich sehen und erleben wollt und die ganze Zeit dabei auch noch Erdnüsse essen wollt, dann ruft jetzt an Berlin 2000 9000, dann geht ihr morgen zur Premiere. Das Ganze geht aber noch bis
16. März.
Aha, ihr habt also noch eine Weile
Seven
Zeit.
Performances.
Solltet ihr jetzt keine Tickets bekommen, dann einfach so English Theater in der Fidizinstraße 40. Und ja, wie gesagt, morgen ist Premiere. I'm totally overwhelmed. What are you going to do with these peanuts now and here?
Well, we're going to take them right to the theater and distribute them in our Plywood Staubsauger peanut gallery.
Okay, so you're not going to leave them here as a souvenir or something?
There might be.
Would you like a bag to be bronzed?
Maybe not a whole bag, but a few I would take.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave you a few.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, wir sagen euch, was los ist in der Stadt. English Theater, wie gesagt, morgen Premiere und dann noch eine Weile. Also wenn ihr es morgen nicht schafft, kein Problem.